Nine.
On today's Pardon My Take, we have the ghost of Jeffrey Epstein. We also have Ray Rice teaching a course on self-control. And our third interviewer is Dave Portnoy.
I thought you had something there, and I was like, oh,
he's doing this on the fly. I had the two locked and loaded, and Dave Portnoy I pulled out of my ass.
Well, anyways, we're back as usual, Anthony, Donovan, and we have a returning guest, AK. Welcome back, brother.
Hello.
Nice. Welcome.
Damn, so it's been a while since we've recorded slash posted. Mm-hmm. It's been like, what, 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, it's been since, yeah, about, it's almost probably it's been a month. While. Yeah. Hope y'all missed us. Yeah.
I mean, nothing much has changed. Actually, a lot's changed for me. What I left my job.
Mazel tov.
The one that I was working at. Going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
For like IT stuff. So we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Branching out, you know.
Nice.
Crisp.
Crispy. Wouldn't be a show without a little ASMR.
Yep.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Like, dude, the audio quality sounds so much better. Yeah.
Is this the first time you've been recording with this with the new equipment?
So I've been in like 2 episodes, and this is like, how many episodes are you guys up now?
60 something.
Yeah,
no, we're in the 70s.
Yeah,
dude, I was we're back
to inching like, towards 100.
Yeah, I was way back in the beginning.
This will be 75. Yeah. So yeah,
damn.
Yeah. You saw the glow up.
It's been a while.
Well, let's get this intro music going real quick. So, people what they want. With the boys.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
What's better than this? Guys being disruptive. Guys, being
a couple of dudes being guys.
Couple of guys being dudes.
Guys being dudes.
There we go.
Cool. So,
if you like that, if you like our intro song, or if you work at Barstool and have a problem with that intro, please call us on our line at 866-235-5468. Again, that's 866-235-5468. Please tell them that Guys Being Dudes sent you.
Oh, my God.
What are they doing again?
Complaining.
Complaining about us? Like about, you guys?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anything.
Anything. The you guys listen to the radio, right?
Yes.
Not really.
You know Elliot in the morning? DC 101?
No.
Oh, okay.
I saw you had it pulled up. I was like, is that their number?
Yes, that's DC 101.
Are you going to do like a 1-800, go fuck yourself or something?
No, I'm using a real radio station's number.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jeez.
No. Thank you. So we're all back in the stew, in the mix, in the air condition.
What else is new? Oh, AK and I went to Kings Dominion a few days ago.
Oh, yeah. Man, when'd you all do that?
That was
Monday.
Great.
Monday?
Yeah.
Dang, how was it? Is it half capacity or?
Yeah, I mean, like, we didn't really wait for any lines. At the most, it was like 10 minutes.
Damn.
Uh-huh.
That's nice.
And they got the water park opened up. I don't think that was there last year. So.
No, I mean, I don't think anything was there last year.
Like,
well, the year before that, before the COVID.
2019.
No, they've always had the water park.
Really?
Yeah.
And maybe I'm just not in the loop, but that was fun.
They've always had the water park.
Yeah, I went the first time.
Is it called, like, Soak City or something like that?
Exactly.
That's what my underwear is called.
Ew.
Yeah.
<It's> so gross.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, so... Is the Intimidator still there?
Yeah.
Nice.
We didn't get to ride it, though. Dude, damn. For some reason, like, their hours are whack. It's, what, 12:30 to 8?
It's about 8
Yeah,
hours.
But they closed out at, like...
an hour early, like 7:20. Yeah. All the rides, they're like, yeah, we're not taking any more people.
Oh, well, that's lame.
We were walking there, and we're seeing the staff on the ride enjoying themselves.
That's awesome.
And then they're like, no, we're closed.
No more.
I was like, come on, man, one more ride? And she's like, sorry.
It sucks, man.
I was hoping to get blacked out.
Oh, on the Intimidator?
Yeah. I told him you got to sit all the way in the back.
And then hold your breath for the entire ride.
Oh, my God.
Pretty sure you will pass.
Oh, for sure.
That's a great roller coaster. I haven't been in since we did the Halloween thing.
Yeah, like 2 years ago. It was right before.
Was that in 2019?
I think so.
No, I think it was 2018.
You sure?
2012.
Well, we went twice. So
probably once in 2018 and 2019.
Yeah. That was fun, though. I actually enjoyed that. We get to ride the other big roller coaster.
Yeah, the Intimidator and the Dominator. Those are the two that we missed.
I remember
on the, list.
The line was so thin that we just like went back around and just ride it again, trying to get blacked out.
Again.
Yeah, it was fun though. I had fun.
That's a cool little day trip.
Yeah, they're kind of weird about their bag situation. So like a lot of the rides, they took the buckets out. So now they're making you like they're trying to like push their what's it called?
There are no bags. They're
lockers. They're lockers.
Oh,
so yeah. You gotta rent a locker. Yeah.
That
sucks.
But it's like $10 for like the whole day, I think, right?
It's not terrible, but like
15.
Still, I don't want to be out $15 for
it. Was
my
like $5 for the water park. And then if you want a reusable one, which is like transfer around the park, which I see is kind of dumb because we only use one of them.
One backpack, yeah.
Yeah, for the Twisted Timber.
But still, I'd rather not lose the one backpack with everyone's wallets and phones in it.
No. I was saying about the locker situation. They say you can transfer around the park, but we only need, to use it once.
Right. So I see what you're saying.
What's the point in that?
I mean, there was a couple rides. So, like, the...
can you get alcohol?
Flight of Fear didn't let you bring... They don't have the buckets there.
Can you get alcohol at King's Dominion?
That's a good question.
Yes, you can.
You can?
Can't
shit,
but I wouldn't get it.
Let's go. Yeah,
I mean, yeah, it's probably like $10 for like a Miller Lite or something.
A beer. Yeah,
I got like a small ass plate of Indian food. Like,
yeah, he bought the food there one time,
and I would not go back for it.
Was it like $30 for some like?
It was like $17 for like
some chicken marsala.
One of those like hors d'oeuvre plates or something,
dude. Damn. And the portioning is just terrible, dude.
Yeah,
they give you like half a spoon.
Yeah, it was just. I guess people don't go there for food. The Chick-fil-A,
right outside.
It's just
at least the portions are the same as outside, just a little more expensive.
Do you guys hit up like Sonic on your way home?
Yeah, on the way there we did.
Oh, sweet! Yeah.
Donovan smashed that.
Oh yeah,
glizzy, bro.
The Coney dog.
Yeah,
nice.
I had like glizzy. Two entrees.
The glizzy, the glick. I was in Dubuque, Iowa last Sunday. Has it been? Yeah, it hasn't been a week yet. So this past Saturday, Sunday, I was in Dubuque. And they recently got
a wedding.
Yeah, shout out our boy Andrew. Congrats on getting hitched.
Yep, Andrew from
Dubuque.
No, what's his podcast?
Oh, Going Debt Free with Andrew T.
Yep.
Or Debt Free with Andrew T.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got married. Congrats to him and his beautiful wife, Rochelle. It was great to see you guys. Can't wait to see you guys at the next wedding. That being another Theta wedding.
That's amazing.
Yes.
See people like getting married left and right.
Dude, tell me about it. I got two more weddings to go to this year.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And these are all like the same group of friends?
Yeah, the same little friendship club.
Everyone he went to college with.
Yeah.
Jeez, dude.
Paid to be friends with.
Oh, you pay for your friend?
I did.
I
paid.
That as a compliment.
A little about myself. Thanks for asking. I went to Rochester for 2 weeks. Rochester, New York.
New York, yeah.
Not Minneapolis.
Uh-huh.
And it's an interesting little city on the upper west side of New York State. It's interesting because there's no humidity. Like, it could be like 80-something, and it's cool as a cucumber. You could wear pants and not, like, sweat your little ass off, you know?
Not like here?
Yeah, unlike here. Like, you wear cotton, and you're just regretting it for the entire day.
I was talking to, was it the homie I was just visiting? He had family over. They're from Houston.
H-Town.
And I was asking him, I was like, so, like, is it just dry heat? Or, like, no, it's, like, way more humid than here. It's, like...
Yeah.
Because you got, like, the whole...
They're, like, you walk outside and you feel like your shirt's already wet.
Yeah, it's Miami. Like, Miami. I've been to Miami, like, recently. Dude, well, you just get out of the car and you just feel like you want to take a shower again.
Yeah.
That's why this pool...
They're like, you don't walk across the street. You drive across the street.
Right. Yeah. I've heard Houston's a big driving, like, town.
Yeah.
Nothing's really within, like, walking distance, so to speak.
No, just, like, because of the weather.
Because
it's
just so fucking hot and unbearable.
Yeah, you just drive across the street.
That's interesting. You get the opposite effect with the Gulf of Mexico right there. Because in Rochester, you have Lake Ontario, and, I mean, it's not humid at all.
Huh.
Yeah.
I guess it's not hot enough to... evaporate everything up there?
I don't know. I mean, it is further up the...
Was it
further away from the equator?
When you visited Rochester, like, was it hot?
No.
Or, like, sweater weather? Or
You could go pants in a short sleeve tee or shirt and be fine. Like, not sweat, not break a sweat walking down a couple blocks.
So it's like 70 degrees up there?
70, 80, but with, like, no humidity.
Oh, shit.
So it's like...
Must be nice.
It's just cool all the time.
Must be nice.
Yeah. It was pretty nice not to, like, sweat through everything.
Right.
Die. Yes. So I went to Dinosaur Barbecue. That's kind of a big, like,
that's
joint
like,
there.
That's, like, there, yeah.
Their barbecue, and I have to report, I had a mid experience.
Really? When I went, I thought it was pretty good.
I mean... I don't know if the waitress got my order mixed up, but I asked for a wet brisket, and it was definitely dry. There was no fat. It was tough to chew
into.
Oh,
shit, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's not brisket.
Yeah, I know. It was might as well have just been... It's
supposed to be tender, not...
I know.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, I had one piece that was real fatty, like, kind of just melt in your mouth, and that was really good. But the others, not so much. It was like chewing into like a beef patty, just trying to, you know, tear it apart.
Damn, that sucks.
Their sides were good. I mean, you know, you can't really fuck up collard greens or mac and cheese. I had their pulled pork was really good leftover. I'll give them that.
What about fresh? Is it better? The next day or something?
I thought it was better a couple hours later.
Oh, okay.
Rather than fresh. Maybe it was just, a fluke in the system, a glitch in the matrix that I had an okay experience. Maybe next time I'll go have a better one. But I felt like right now I definitely had better barbecue than at Mission.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, too, like, barbecue's kind of like, more known as, like, a southern thing.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wait.
That's, like, all the way up in, like, as far north as you can get, like, in the U.S., basically.
Almost. Yeah, I mean, it's practically Canada. It's definitely not down here in Dixie, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
What would be, like, one of the most iconic food up, like, north here?
Like a bagel?
Like Virginia? No, yeah. Bagel's like New York. Are we doing this?
Yes, we are.
Hey, we're back in Dixie, man.
Oh, my God.
Perfect.
I won't make you ride the whole song.
The trap remix? Oh, my God.
Yeah, of course it is.
Oh, way down south in the land of traitors, rattlesnakes,
this is not bad.
Alligators right away.
Right away.
Come away.
Come away.
Right away.
Right away.
Come away. Oh, where cotton's king.
Anyways.
In our chattels.
Yeah.
Is it around Virginia? I don't know, man.
Yeah, wait, what are we known for? Like, in terms of food?
Our diversity? I don't know, man.
Virginia? Yeah, Virginia cuisine. That's interesting.
Yeah, like, what are
ham?
We
ham?
Ham?
That's true.
Virginia ham?
Yeah, honey-baked ham. Ham is our thing.
That's
ham.
Surprise. I live here for, like,
what is
11 years.
Virginia?
I didn't know that.
No, no. For food. Nice.
Say food staple, Virginia.
Southern barbecue flair, including oysters, peanuts, BBQ, country ham, blue crabs. Yeah. I mean, that's more Maryland. Yeah. Trout, apples, and Brunswick stew.
What the fuck is that?
Interesting.
Brunswick stew? The hell?
The Virginia's for Lovers. Oh, Virginia.org.
Got a lot of catfish around here.
Oh, interesting. Virginia flair with international flair from...
Oh, it's basically kind of like chili.
Pakistani Appalachian fusion truck. What the fuck? You get like a piece of naan bread and fucking moonshine?
What?
Pakistani Appalachian fusion.
Where is that?
I don't know. I'm literally just reading the bold print from Virginia.org.
Interesting.
Yes. Oh.
That's funny.
I think it's...
You saw Appalachia and you're like, moonshine.
Yeah. Diversity. A lot of mix and match up everything around here.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I mean, it's like such a diverse area. You know, we're metropolitan almost.
We got a Michelin star in Ooh. Virginia.
Is it that one restaurant you keep trying to go to?
Yeah, like the inn at Little Washington. Chang? Yeah, P.F. Chang's. Donovan's favorite.
Fuck P.F. Chang's.
Yeah, fuck P.F. Chang's. Unless you want to sponsor the pod, and then we're all about the Mongolian beef on this side. Yeah, I had a garbage plate. Are you guys like hip to that? The delicacy of Rochester.
I never really tried that.
It's this guy.
Oh.
So.
That actually looks pretty good.
It was pretty good. Pretty.
Is that a burger?
Yeah, so it's a burger patty, a fucking.
A cucumber?
No, yeah.
Pickle?
It's a hot dog.
Really?
Yeah, that's a glizzy.
Is that how they cook the like a local?
Dude, I thought that was
local?
A cucumber for a pickle for a second.
No, that's I don't think it's a like a traditional like beef frank, like, you know. Ballpark hot dog. I think their hot dogs like are more sausages.
Yeah, they make their own sausage or something.
Yeah.
Do they make it in-house or?
I didn't ask.
Oh.
But they call them, they don't call hot dogs hot dogs. They just call them hots. And you can get them in red or white. So like a sausage, you know.
So like white. A brat or like
Yeah, it's a just beef. A brat. So yeah, it's like home fries, macaroni salad. Hmm. I got it with, you can get two proteins. I chose a hamburger patty and a glick with a meat sauce and onions, raw onions to garnish.
Is that what you guys call it? The glick?
That's just another glizzy glick. They're interchangeable. And I got that at, I wrote it all down, Nick Tao's Hots. So shout out Nick Tao's. We wanted to get a shirt, but... They're like, hey, the manager does the shirts, and we think he's out to lunch, so we waited. Yeah, but... Right, you would think, like, anyone can get a shirt, but, like, any employee could just hand them out, you know?
Yeah.
But that was not the case, and Denise and I were waiting a lot longer than I wanted to for a shirt, so...
Okay, I'm going to circle back a little bit. Who's this guy?
Nick Tao?
Yeah.
That's his restaurant. I think they said that he's like the garbage plate originated.
From him?
Yeah, or like his restaurant. Let's see. Nick Tao, American restaurant. Beep boop, beep boop, bop. Landmark eatery celebrated for its garbage plate, a mashup of meats, fries, salads, and sauces. Oh, it's even got his own Wikipedia page. So I'm guessing, yeah, they are. Yeah, he's the originator of the trademark garbage plate. So that's why we went there.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah. Got to eat at a little place of food history.
Yeah, I always get turned down because of the name. But definitely seeing a picture would make it more appetizing.
Yeah, yeah. You hear the term garbage plate, you don't think like that sounds interesting or appetizing.
Yeah.
But it's good. And what's interesting is it's like, you know, all that like greasy food and whatever. I didn't feel like gross and bloated after.
Yeah.
It all sat real nice. So.
That's great.
Yeah.
I had a lot of like sort of like garbage plate, but it didn't sit well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have a bad experience with it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Isn't that the worst, man? You try to like eat a little fast food and then it just sits in your gut and it just fucks you up. And then you're just shitting and shitting and shitting.
Dude, tell me about it. I got food poisoning from like a few days ago. Yeah, I couldn't eat anything for like a few days.
Yeah. Dude, food poisoning's a motherfucker, man. Yeah. Just shitting and puking.
But it wasn't like great shitting, you know. It
was I know.
An hour on the toilet with nothing coming out.
Yep. Either orifice.
Yeah. And I keep on having to like gag myself to throw up.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't,
the nausea gets too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, dude, I feel 100%.
Dude, the worst feeling is like you're in bed and the next morning you feel like you want to throw up and you throw up and you see all the food from last night. And you're just like, dude, I didn't digest any of that.
Yep.
And you're just like, oh my God. And just your day is just terrible from there on.
Oh, yeah. I had food poisoning probably 2 months ago, like early in the summer, right? And it's like middle of the night. I'm like, I don't feel good. And then like half awake, half asleep. And I'm like, am I going to throw up? I'm like, nah. And then like the sensation of throwing up happened. Like, oh shit, I'm really going to throw up.
Right.
And then it was just all downhill from there. But yeah, like, yeah, it's so gross.
You can, just feel so much better throwing up. But afterwards, you'll be hungry again.
Yeah.
But then nothing really sit in your stomach. So then you'll just
throw that up. And
You ever have to, like, make an effort to what you want to eat now?
Yep.
Instead of just eating whatever's in the fridge.
Yeah.
You just go out.
Yeah, I hate being sick.
Yeah, maybe a salad would, like, helps, but it's still the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I just try to force water down, like water and crackers, if I'm, like, in that... You know, just puking and shit all the time.
Bread?
Yeah.
I think bread helps you.
It absorbs. Soaks up all the bad stuff.
Whatever's in your stomach.
Yeah. What?
Damn it. Stupid. Microphone.
Well, found my wallet.
Was it in the bathroom?
No, it was in the washing machine.
The washing machine?
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
You got cash in there?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
cash is whatever.
Yeah,
it doesn't break apart, but it's like all the receipts and shit I had in there.
Mm.
Hopefully, there's nothing important.
Flapping it away from here. Good song.
I don't think I had my vaccination card in there.
We're going to get on a plane soon, so.
Yeah.
You don't need it to go domestic.
Do you?
No. I didn't. When I flew from...
To Rochester
and... Rochester, Chicago, Dubuque. No TSA agent was like, "Hey, where's your vaccine card?"
Oh, what about that star on your driver's license?
No, you don't need that.
They pushed that back to
like 2023.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So I mean, it's just better to have it than not.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
I feel like certainly. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, how about I got my fucking real ID or whatever the hell they're calling it. You got to see this, man. I try to look as terrible as possible for this photo.
Just super, like, scruffy.
Yeah.
You look like a dude sitting in front of 7-Eleven asking for a cigarette.
Oh, my God. You got a cigarette, bud? Can I use your phone? Yeah. I look like I'm going to jail in this, you know? Yeah.
I look like a nerd in mine.
Dude. Yeah, I look like I got a jail.
This is great audio content.
I know. This is talking, just comparing ideas.
Got the glasses on, my hair.
Oh,
down.
You got the beeps cut.
Yeah, dude, I just look like a total nerd. Every time, like, an officer pulled me over, just looks at it. And just
it's like, is that you? Son, is that you?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, dude.
Look like a member of Panic at the Disco. My Chemical Romance.
Dun, 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 dun.
Father!
Dun, 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 dun.
What'd I miss?
I was talking about getting food poisoning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You had a bad case.
Exactly.
Like last week.
2-3 days ago. It's terrible, man. I feel like I'm still recovering.
I'm about to see what happens to me tomorrow. Remember that pizza we had?
Yeah.
I just put it in the fridge, like, yesterday.
Mm.
And I just finished it today.
Well, why? Why didn't you just put it in last night?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You can have day-old, like, pizza that sits out. It's fine.
And not according to the DOH. I mean,
in this house, I think you'd be fine. It's freezing in here. So I think you'd be fine.
Still pretty cool, but still, you know. It's not up to code.
Well, you know, try to save your stomach. About to go on and, like,
drink a little Pepto. No,
we're about to go on a food binge in Houston.
Yeah, map out this Houston trip for little old Anthony and the listeners at home.
Dude, we have no plan. We're just showing up with a list of restaurants, and we're going to see
what are the restaurants, man?
I'll send you a list.
Yeah, it's just Vietnamese food and
Mexican
food. That's basically that's what they're known for.
Yeah,
and there's a couple of barbecue places. I want to hit at least one American barbecue.
Dude, you can be there for 30 days and not eat the same thing every day.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Like, that's Houston for you.
Do they have HEB and like Bucky's down in Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, what is that? What is that burger joint that we were gonna try?
Whataburger. That's a good burger.
Yeah,
definitely a good burger.
Only,
worth a try.
Only in Houston?
Texas.
Just Texas.
Texas. So we gotta drive like farther.
No. It's they're everywhere.
Oh, Houston's they're everywhere.
In Texas. Yeah.
Oh,
so like you know, California's got In-N-Out.
Yeah.
New York has, or like the East Coast has Shake Shack.
I heard Arizona got an In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Know.
Yeah,
Texas has one too. There's one down the street in Houston. In Houston.
Yeah,
try that out.
Arizona's got Jacked in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
We don't have Jack in the Box.
Farther south, yeah.
I think we do.
Further south.
Yeah,
pretty sure.
Lame. Oh, Denise sent me a little article saying that there's whispers of a cookout coming to Manassas.
Oh, finally. I mean, that's where the Sonic is, too, so either way.
There's a Sonic in Manassas?
Yeah, you don't have to drive all the way to Frederick anymore.
Wow.
Sonic?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. It's drive-thru, too.
In Manassas?
Yeah. Well, Sonics are all drive-thru.
No. Those are drive-ups.
Oh.
They got to get on the roller skates?
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah.
They don't do that
anymore. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I wish they bring that back.
Well, you've seen that TikTok, that person just, like, absolutely yards, like... Yeah, on the skates, he like just flips the tray,
and then he'll just ask the guy recording. He's like, "Yeah, so did you order this?"
Oh yeah, look at that out in Manassas.
That had to be staged, right?
No, I think that's for real.
No,
damn, it's all the way out near Bull Run.
Probably a high school kid, you know, just try his first day.
Dude, imagine
that
like
was a full ass.
No, don't
dude.
Call
that
them
was a full ass man with a beard.
No, it was like,
that looked like a. Teenager, dude.
Sonic. Here we go. Actually, while Donovan looks that up, here we go.
Oh, I'm doing it. What are you looking up?
I'm just going to play the tunes.
Oh, that is a beard, dude. I don't know why. That's a whole beard.
If you can name that tune, please call in. Yeah, please call in at 866-235-5468. First person to get that right gets tickets to Jiffy Lube Live to see Jimmy Buffett, lawn seats, again.
remember we took a trip to Ocean City?
Just down the ocean.
Got that Airbnb, and that room that me and Linda stayed in, dude. It has like a wall of just like Jimmy Buffett, like.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Jimmy. It was Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett's the fucking stockbroker guy. Jimmy's
the rock star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
The dude with the
don't question there. The white bro.
No, I mean I'm not
the
trying white to question guys. It. I don't know why. Doesn't Warren Buffett do like concerts?
No, Warren Buffett's the stock guy.
Yeah, I thought who did you see in concert?
Jimmy.
So he only does music.
Yes.
Could you imagine, like, you're there ramming somebody and looking at him smiling at you with the thumb up?
With,
all 30 of his albums or whatever. At you.
Margaritaville is playing in the background. You're just like...
Are we going to get a cease and desist for this?
No. It's all comedy, bro.
You're right. So now we have to make fun of it.
Margaritaville, more like I want to...
Dude, that's like every dead with the New Balances.
Margarita Myville.
No, but like every time like I think of Margaritaville,
yeah,
I just always think of like a white dad on the karaoke machine.
Yeah, right.
Like, yo, grab the mic. All right, somebody watch the grill real quick.
Yeah. Someone to blame, but I know. Ba, 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 ba. It's nobody's fault. Ba, 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 ba. Yeah, just trying to get your fuck on to that. I'm sure many babies were conceived to Jimmy Buffett, you know?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Dude, his fans are fucking nuts. Like,
Yeah, didn't you? You have a story about that drunk white mom.
Yeah, that mom was just drunk out of her fucking mind.
Trying to get everyone in her level.
You're like, come on, let's dance. Your guys aren't into it. I'm like, it's Jimmy Buffett, you old bitch. Like, you know, you listen to this.
This isn't Diplo.
Yeah, this isn't fucking EDM. I'm not trying to relive your heydays.
Yeah, how do you rage to Jimmy Buffett?
Dude, they figure out a way. He played Margaritaville.
I mean, yeah, I guess you can rage if you're drunk enough to anything.
Dude, he played Margaritaville, and like, it might as well have been Levels to these people, bro.
Oh my God.
Like, could you imagine?
R.I.P. Avicii.
Yeah, rip the goat. Yeah, dude, they're like just fucking fist pumping, shouting lyrics. Jimmy's old as shit, man, but he plays a good show.
He's still alive.
That's the experience.
Yeah, he's still alive. Yep.
Wow.
The Jimmy Buffett experience.
Oh, yeah. So that Airbnb we stayed at was a huge Jimmy Buffett fan, and I think they were a fan of the Cleveland Browns or the Packers.
I'm not sure. Oh, yeah.
Right. Yellow and gold.
It was
brown
in the living room.
Orange.
I think it was in the living room.
It was like all memorabilia.
Yeah, what were the colors? Brown and orange?
Dude, it was
or,
like, I remember like yellow or gold or something.
Green and gold?
In the description,
it was either a C or a G. I don't remember which one it was.
Yeah. It's probably the Packers, if I had to guess.
But we couldn't touch any of it.
I mean, I didn't want to.
Look, you touch my Green Bay memorabilia partner, that's a 500 deductible easily. And if I see one drop of semen on my Jimmy Buffett Greatest Hits album, I swear, boy, I swear to God.
Dude, I swear it. That wall was covered in pictures of his albums.
Yeah, I don't know why a Jimmy Buffett fan would have a thick southern accent.
Like, I couldn't sleep.
The whole wall.
Now I say here, boy, them Jimmy Buffett albums on my lifestyle. Now I say I met my wife at a Jimmy Buffett concert back in the 80s. Yeah, you know, just down the ocean.
Bussin'.
Man, this shit busting, respectfully.
My lord, these fries are incredibly fucking busting. Stupid. You see that video?
I have. Have you seen the Five Whoppers video?
The what?
The dude's like, five Whoppers and five more Whoppers. And that's the video. TikTok's a... Man, I blew like... couple hours today just scrolling down TikTok, going down that wormhole, just checking out the content. All right, I got another song you motherfuckers can guess. No, I'm kidding. Or am I?
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, I'm on my mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho, so left but she's right though.
All right, the 15th caller, call in to name the artist of Sweet But Psycho, wins tickets to go see Jimmy Buffett at Jiffy Lube Live.
How long are you going to do this bit, man?
Probably to the end of this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I did it twice, so I guess one more. I got about one more. Rules of three. I gotta pick a good one then. I'll just tell you guys about my Rochester trip. So I get to Rochester, the old fiance and I, we check out two museums. We check out the Strong Museum of Movement.
What is that, like science museum?
No, it's completely different. They got a science museum, too.
Well, which museum did you just mention?
The Strong Museum of Movement.
Yeah, Strong Museum of Movement. Like,
yeah.
That's not science. That's not like physics or something?
Nah, it's like book-themed.
What?
Yeah, it's kind of geared towards little kids. So it's two floors. The first floor is all book themes, like different like genres of books. Like
the fuck? Like yeah, a library? Like,
kind of, but it's interactive. I think that's why they call it the Museum of Movement, because each...
Like, you can read the books? That kind of interactive?
No, or? it's like, okay, this is mystery-themed, and the exhibit is like, you have to solve clues and figure it out. Like, figure out the mystery in this exhibit, and then you go to fantasy, and then, like, you can draw your own fantasy character and walk through, like, this enchanted forest and shit, right?
Got you.
And then they have a superhero-themed one. And then tucked away in the corner on the first floor is a pinball, like, exhibit with functioning pinball machines.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so you shell out, like, $1 for some tokens. You get, like, you know, like, four tokens for a buck.
Each machine is like two tokens to
play. It's one. It's awesome.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they don't gouge you.
It's like a quarter.
It's a quarter, it's a quarter to play.
Oh, so that's old school, yeah.
And then the second floor is all geared towards toys, like history of toys, toy manufacturers, shit like that. And then they have like the history of video games. And then they have like old school arcade games you can play. Same thing, like 25 cents to play. Which was kind of cool. I wish they had Galaga, but that's just me nitpicking.
I like Galaga was my favorite arcade game.
Yeah, same. So I was like, I'm like combing through all of them, like, where is it? I need it.
I guess we just grew up on a different kind of arcade game.
What were you?
Where were you?
I just play a lot of like 1990s, 1999 games.
What, Street Fighter? I remember you mentioning that.
They had Street Fighter.
Cadillac and Dinosaurs. We got
What the fuck?
Yeah, those are like the 99 games.
I mean, that's still our time though.
I don't know, but it was very popular at the time.
What's Cadillac and Dinosaurs?
It was like
the car Cadillac.
I can't spell for shit.
Yeah, well, the car was in the game, but you can only drive it once. And Ford, you know.
It was a
very stereotypical.
Jack Tarrick and his crew of
so you're driving through like freedom prehistoric fighters. Times, basically.
Oh, you fight. You what fight dinosaurs and mad scientists and stuff. I was playing it here the other day.
You know what game I wish they had at this place, but it was kind of a long shot? Fucking Time Crisis. You guys remember Time Crisis? Hell yeah.
Time Crisis?
Yeah. They got that at, you know, like Dave and Buster's. But I was praying that the Strong Museum had it, but to no avail. They did have Super Mario Bros. For free you could play on a big, like...
the button and the joystick.
What was it? That was on, like, Super Nintendo or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, which whatever console it did, it had, like, a
Nintendo 64, yeah. Or the NES.
It might have been the NES. But, the controller was, like, you know, like, half this table size.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, it was scaled up.
That's like the... It got four buttons on it. Like, four or five buttons on it, but with the stick. The table is that big. Yeah, that's how we used to play.
Yeah, the arcade machine.
Yeah. Used to have like a table this big.
With
four player.
Yes. So they had that. Then we went to an actual science museum that was like more museum-esque.
What kind of science though? Like all sciences or just?
More like, like environmental. Rochester's like a huge hub for like prehistoric shit. Like I guess dinosaurs roam the earth in New York.
Conservation
and
all that.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's all like the watershed. Like no one gives a fuck about this because it's educational. Oh yeah, so we went to those two museums. They have a Susan B. Anthony Museum, which we didn't check out, and they have.
Is she from Rochester?
She's either specific. From Rochester, or she died. She definitely died in Rochester because she's buried there.
Oh, cool.
Rochester has a huge fucking graveyard. Like, no, she's in this big ass graveyard off like the main strip. And Frederick Douglass is buried there. I drove by his tombstone. What else did we do? Went to the Rochester Red Wings game. Saw them win.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's baseball for anyone like
what is that? That's not professional, is it?
It's minor league.
Oh, okay,
it's triple A. So the one step below professional ball, and they're a filter team for the Washington Nationals. So. It all kind of clicked for old Anthony.
Oh, dope.
Yeah. And then, all right, then what do we eat?
Yeah, that's, anything besides the barbecue and the hamburger patty?
Yeah, so Dinosaur Barbecue, Nick Tao's Hot. We did Steve's Original Diner, which had, that was really good. Denise had Eggs Benedict, and their hollandaise sauce was.
Would you say that was, like, your favorite?
Steve's? Yeah, probably. But that's, like, not so much in, like, the city of Rochester. You got to, like, hop on the highway and go south a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
We did this Carmel Bakery. So
Caramel.
I think it's Caramel. Caramel Bakery. I can't remember what street it's on, but it's in, like, the older part of town. They're, like...
Super mom and pop.
No... I wish it was more mom and pop. I don't know. It was just like a dessert / bar place.
Like, but it's not like a chain, right?
No, no. Yeah, correct. Mom and pop in the regards that it's not a chain. but like old people don't own it anyway.
Yeah.
I got a like a charcuterie plate full of desserts. So I had like wedding cake, macaroons.
Macaroons or macarons?
What's the diff?
Macaroons are like the coconut one, and the macarons are like the pretty patty looking motherfuckers.
I had the pretty patty ones.
So those are macarons.
Yeah. Macarons.
No, I thought that was macaroon.
No, macaroon's a coconut one. Ugh. Macaroons has two O's at the end.
Those two are the coconut O's.
Cookies. Yeah, that's the
no, it's
the
not
one with the three.
I promise. I bet you $100 right now.
All
right,
well, I would who want to bet on some now. Cares? And I had a glass of wine. Like the menu is like all dessert and alcohol related, and they're like, oh, if you get this, you should pair it with this alcohol.
They were just trying to get you drunk.
So you order more dessert. Yeah, you
spend more money.
And then we went to this place called the Mad Hatter.
Oh, okay.
Which was
two O's.
Excuse
shredded
me.
Coconut. Yep.
Went to this place called the Mad Hatter, which was a converted house into a restaurant.
We have a Mad Hatter here.
The bar.
Yeah, the bar.
Yeah, this one was not a bar. Hat. This was another mom and pop store.
Have you guys tried Silverado down the street?
Like the diner?
The truck?
No.
No, the...
the steakhouse?
Yes.
I went to a steakhouse.
It looks like you got the like a cow in it, like a cowboy statue in the middle.
What the fuck?
Of the bar?
No.
You guys never tried it?
No.
It's next to
You talking about next to Chick-fil-A?
No, that's to Burger King. The one in Annandale.
No.
You guys never tried that?
Mm-mm.
Never heard of Silverado's.
Oh,
Silverado.
The one next to Aldi's or whatever? Whatever that.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. No, never.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Mm. Silverado's.
Mm. Just a lot of white people.
Yeah.
White. Yeah. Off Columbia Pike.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Good old. I don't know. I'm weird about my steak places.
Are people? No, it's I don't think it's known for steak, but I had the pork chop.
It's Tex-Mex.
But she asked me if I wanted medium rare she asked me how I want my pork to be cooked. Which is weird.
Your pork, interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the pork chop, and I asked her, like,
I want that shit raw. I want it bleeding.
Yeah. I was like,
I want dinner, bitch.
Yeah, I just want to, like, cook right.
Yeah, right. To not poison me.
Yeah. So I was thinking if the pork is cured, but I don't think that's the case.
You get Stella Artois. Sorry, I'm checking out their menu right now. Damn, they got a ton of wines. I've been fiending for an orange wine like no one's business.
Orange wine?
Yeah. Like a natural orange wine.
Like orange flavored or colored?
It's orange colored, but it doesn't taste. It tastes like if you mixed white and red together, that's what it would taste like.
That's disgusting.
It's not as bad as it sounded. I think it's really
good.
Bro, just
do it like ginger ale. Just put a splash of Coke in there.
Bloop.
Into your Sprite.
Right.
Get your white wine and put a little bit of Coke in there. It'll be orange.
A little orange wine.
There you go. You used to mix, when you were little,
make some potions.
All the soda you can find at Taco Bell together.
Oh, yeah, the suicides. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
One iconic
the vine. Yes.
This dude just goes by. He looks exactly like his brother. It's so funny. But he goes through and just real quick drinks it. He's like, fuck you. And that's the video.
No, wrong one. Wrong one. No wine name.
Oh no! You had the menu pulled up. That's funny.
Dude, what the fuck? Where's the soda fountain? Fuck you, man! Jesus Christ! You'll have to do this much backwards engineering to find it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Damn, I can't believe I had to go to Reddit.
Isn't he the one that did the
fuck you,
the Madonna one?
Yeah, Vine was so what?
He was like, you like that McChicken?
No, I've never seen that
because I
video.
Came in it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
What the fuck? Seen that video? I don't know who fucks the McChicken.
No, what the fuck?
Yeah, you don't remember that? In like 2013, that was like the viral video of the time.
No.
Oh. Yeah, well, dude fucks McChicken, and there's a video of it. So
did he fuck the crusty part or the
I think he sandwich? Just fucked the whole sandwich. Like bun
in the middle.
Yeah,
of
just
the
put
bun.
his little cock in the middle and
oh, I thought he was rubbing it with the there's something on you. There's the spider on your back. Donovan, you see it?
My back?
No, Anthony's back.
Is this it?
It's crawling. No, it went down. I'm yeah, not lying. Back. Yeah. Do you see it?
No, some shit.
Okay.
It crawled on his shoulder and then it went down.
Okay. Stand up real quick.
I don't think it's a venomous one, but
stand up.
Yeah, I don't think it's a venomous one, but
you might have sat on it. I think it's what it was right there.
My juicy ass killed it.
Bussin'.
Bus.
Is it big or something?
This bussy.
It was like this big.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was crawling on his. I'm not. I don't think I'm tripping.
What's the top podcast right now?
No. I literally saw it crawling.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. Nice. Joe Rogan's still number one.
Chupapi
muñeño. Yeah, I mean, what else is new?
Yeah. Distractible. I've never heard of that. Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. Yep. Damn. All right. Call Her Daddy. We're coming for you. We're shooting for the sixth spot on the top podcast charts on Spotify.
If you want to shoot for that spot,
yeah,
then we got to hit an audience that listens to podcasts the most.
So truckers. White people.
Yeah, we just keep pumping out episodes truckers, and hopefully bro. One of them sticks.
Yeah, that's honestly what I'm hoping for. Numbers game. Like you just throw enough shit at the wall, something's going to stick.
You gotta get our audience, bro. The truckers, man.
They're just fucking high off Ritalin. Like I love when these guys talk about cum. That Donovan feller's real funny, man.
I do love trucking.
Breaker. Oh, we have cum talking on guys being dudes. Repeat. We have cum talking on guys being dudes. Over.
Do they still do that horn pull?
Yeah.
They still do?
Yeah.
Dude,
but not a lot of kids do it anymore.
I always try to get them to do it, but I can't see them. My car's too low.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I stick my face out of the window like 60 mile per hour, like my hand is not like it's not gonna be like.
No, usually it's like a passenger thing. The driver usually doesn't do that.
Yeah. I'm trying to get them to do it.
Damn.
Yeah, I haven't done that since I was like 12.
I still think it's cool.
I think it's cool. And all these podcasts look terrible. Sorry.
Don't look up the competition.
Well, the competition sucks. Like, really the only reason why they're, like, number ones is because they're famous. A lot of famous people have podcasts. A better way to, yeah.
They already have an audience, yeah.
Right. How to have a good podcast, step one, be famous. You know?
It's yeah, like
getting
H,
into the
H3,
biz
H3.
If your parents are already in it, usually. Yeah.
Or like, you know, just do the Cumtown method and just say the most outlandish shit and then...
Some out-of-pocket shit.
Yeah, the most out-of-pocket shit. Dude, they're saying... I listened to a 4-minute clip about... They were talking about Billie Eilish and it was pretty bad.
What do you mean?
I can't repeat it.
She
wasn't pervy.
She changed her image, right?
Yeah,
now
about
she's... That?
Now she's showing off her body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The big ass milkies.
The mommy milkers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I remember that was, like, super gross, though, when, like, people were, like, perving on her.
Well, yeah,
even,
she wasn't
even
18.
Now, you know, it would be, like, 30-year-old dudes.
Now
like,
she's 18, though, right?
Well, that doesn't...
Yeah, it's still gross. Yeah. But, yeah, like, 30-year-old dudes are like, man, that Billie Eilish is real... Real fine piece of ass, you know? And they're like, so dude, nice. You're 30. Go start a family, yeah. You know? Don't you have, like, a single mom to go woo, you know?
Disgusting.
Bro, why do you still work at Whole Foods, man? You're 30. I'm only doing this part-time.
Right?
Right. Come on, man. What are we talking about now?
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, oh, that dude on TikTok, that Asian dude that sell Whole House. That's why.
I was doing a little boozy.
Subduck?
No, he's he teach people how to sell. He's Vietnamese. He's like, come on, man, shit, you gotta have money before you spend money. Get your money, invest it.
I'm not hip.
That's
no,
his
I'm
thing.
Not, I'm yeah. not hip to it.
Money. Yeah, that's how he call it.
Where are you guys putting your shmoney?
my shmoney, my shmeet. How's my man supposed to shmeet his meat with this shit?
What was he referring to?
It was from the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. It zooms in on his hand. He's got
the hooks. Yeah,
like the hooks. And some little kid's like, how are you supposed to shmeet his meat with this shit? Oh, man. Kids are funny.
You know, speaking of, I visited my friend. Saw his two kids. Dude, they're so big now compared to
big ones.
Last time I saw them.
Yeah.
And
yeah, the moment's
dude,
passed.
It's so funny. They fight like brother and sister. But like the younger daughter, she's toughened up because of her brother, because he bullies her. But now she bullies him back. So that's like what she's been learning.
Because she grows. Girls, they get bigger. Like they grow faster than.
No, it's not that. They mature. It's just like because of the environment that she's living in, you know, like. It's either like I let my brother push me around or I don't get what I want. You know what I mean? So now it's just like, I'm going to get what I want anyways.
She fight back?
Yeah, now she fights back. Dude, it's so fucking funny to see.
That's what I used to do with my siblings.
Like, they were literally like fighting over who gets to push the button on the blender.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's such a little kid thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Cotter.
It's cool. I would want to have a sibling that's around my age. I grew up with like two, like way older siblings.
There's like a 10-year difference, right?
Yeah, so if I try to fight back, they beat my ass.
Yeah, I have siblings around my age. So, like, anytime you got to push a button, and it was always like, well, I want to do it. No, I want to do it. Especially, like, elevators. Elevator buttons were such a hot commodity as a little kid.
But I feel like that's so good for you. Because then now you kind of have, like, a sibling around your age.
Yeah.
So then now you're, like, sort of have this kind of like unspoken rivalry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You always try to do better than the other one. Mm-hmm. I don't have that, so that's why I'm still here. Mm. Yeah.
All right. Damn. You guys got any segments?
Interesting.
I finished my water already. That's what
Oh, yeah. I'm sipping on a little Canada Dry. That's what you heard on this Esmer beginning. Yeah, I wrote my shit down, so I'm ready to go.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm coming prepared. All right, so off the top, I'm going to do my dude of the week. First, shout out Andrew again for getting married. Shout out Luke for hosting me. Shout out Curtis. It was good and great catching up. Shout out Dom and Shemenda. Good seeing you guys. Can't wait to see you in fucking Tennessee. And then shout out the fucking woman who waxed Denise's eyebrows. Because she was something else.
What do you mean?
Elaborate.
What?
Can you elaborate?
Oh, yeah. Old Anthony's going to give the tea, as they say.
Yeah.
So, this is in Rochester. Denise wanted to get her brows done before starting, before seeing her, like, cohort, her work cohort. So, we go to this place. It's an old barn house that the couple who owns and runs the waxing business and salon. It's an old barn house. They converted into, like, a salon and waxing place, right?
Uh-huh.
So, we walk into this house. We go upstairs, and this very tall woman wearing, like, an athletic material dress with like a push-up bra on, her fucking boobs are just like poking out, you know what I'm saying?
The fuck?
Yeah. And so she's like, hey, yeah, well, this is where it gets even better. Denise is like, hey, I'm Denise, I'm your like whatever time. She's like, yeah, she's like, oh, are you here for the Brazilian? Like, I'm sitting like standing right next to Denise. I'm like, ugh. And it was kind of like, we were both like, no, we're here for, you know, she's like, no, I'm here for like, eyebrows. And I'm like, God damn. Like, even if she was there for Brazilian, like, I don't want to fucking see that. You know what I'm saying? Cause the woman had a very like, come on in type vibe. Right. And then, so Denise is getting her brows waxed and I'm looking around her little like area. The woman's area, and she has a penis candle.
Huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Dude, like that's awesome.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I'm like, man, this lady's putting out a vibe. I kind of get behind. So, yeah. She's also my dude of the week. And she did a good job. Denise's eyebrows were on fleek.
Okay, I'm really trying to, like, picture this, but either convert the barn...
It was just a barn house. It wasn't like
oh.
like a red
I thought it was like a literal barn.
No, it's just like just a big ass house. Oh, okay. That's another way to say it. But yeah, shout out her. So yeah, those are my dudes of the week. Past like 4 weeks, I guess.
I'm surprised she's just like asking you. Did she look you in the eye?
was she
expecting you to watch or what was?
I think if Denise was like, yeah, I'm here to do the Brazilian, that the woman would have been like, all right, where, you know, come on back, both of you.
I seen it done. Interesting process, bro. I wouldn't do it on myself, but
I'm not man enough. I'd be like, I'm going to go wait downstairs.
Especially like you don't get all of them out. You gotta use that tweezer and you pluck a fuck single one.
Ow.
Yeah, dude. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, dude. I was like, go ahead. Start screaming.
What the fuck? Women are tough, bro. I couldn't do that.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if you stick that shit on your balls and then it start going out.
Nope.
Like elastic, and then it slaps back. It's like a...
my fucking balls just hurt thinking about that. Yeah. But yeah, I just really dug this woman's vibe.
So how do you wax your balls?
You don't.
Carefully.
So do you stretch it out like a sheet of paper?
What the fuck,
you dude? Slap that on and you just rip it? So it doesn't elastic back.
Oh, there it goes.
Because I'd be hearing my friends, they're saying like, yeah, dude, I got my balls waxed. And I was like, my head.
No
I'm like,
way.
Like, really? Like your balls? It's like, yeah.
I understand the pelvic area, but not your fucking scrotum.
Yeah, literal like ball sag. Yeah. Like, how does that work?
It's gotta hurt, man. Yeah. Just the hair. Ugh. No thanks.
Does the salon lady ask for help? Can you stretch this out and hold it here? For
yeah, right. I'm just gonna iron this out real quick. Nice and flat. Get all the wrinkles out. Hey, look at this goose egg.
Stupid.
Yeah, does anyone else have a dude of the week?
Dude of the week? Probably just linking up with my homie. I haven't seen in a minute. Talking about
and
life
baloney,
and shit. You know, venting
with
to
my
each other.
Homie.
And, you know, teaching me some lessons and stuff. So, shout out to the homie.
Yeah. My dude of the week probably... my friend, my good friend, he's actually training me right now in the gym.
Nice.
So shout out to him, John.
Nice.
Cool dude.
Shout out, John.
Yeah, he's big, but he's training me.
Bigums.
I'm weak. I'm really weak, dude. Like stepping to the gym, just realizing how weak I am, mm-hmm. and realizing that my shoulder is not right. Mm-hmm. One of them is like lower than the other because years of gaming.
Mm-hmm. The gaming.
Gaming intensified.
But,
yeah, but if anyone listening, man, fix your posture, man. So you don't have to deal with what I have to deal with right now.
Listen, if you're listening right now, straighten your motherfucking back out. Stop being hunched over getting that old nerd neck.
No, it's not
nerd
just
neck. My
dude.
Friend's so horny, he thought that's when a bitch with glasses gives you a blowjob.
Oh, my God.
He's dying.
I make myself laugh.
If you think about it, it's not bad of a joke.
There's levels to it, folks. And for the third and final time, if you think that joke's funny, please call in to 866.
Oh, my God.
I forgot the rest of the number, but just go back and listen to what the number was.
Are we doing the three-step comedy right now?
No.
No.
We ain't got time for three-step.
Yeah. All right. Who's got a whoa there guy? Anyone? Because I do. My weather guy is 6 a.m. flights and followed by like a layover that just feels like hell on earth. And you feel like you're in another dimension of time, you know?
Say my woe there, guys. King's Dominion.
Fuck King's Dominion.
Like, don't say you close at 8 and then close the rides at 7.
Fuck King's Dominion, unless they sponsor the pod. You know, that's how it goes.
What about you?
My woe there, guy. There's some random dude outside of 7-Eleven. Just came up to me like real close, and he was just like breathing down my neck while I was checking out my car.
Hello,
and he was just like,
mama,
can I use your phone? And I was like, No. Yeah, so, well there, dude.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I think he was on something, I don't know, but then I said no, and then he just laid down, like, flat on the floor, like the concrete floor. And I was like, okay, and I just got in my car and just drove away.
Yep. Like,
what the hell?
Fuck that.
Yeah, and it was 12 at night. I was trying to get a boiled egg because I ran out of eggs at home.
One egg, please. How do you want it? Yeah, boiled.
I thought the dude was going to rob me, man.
And then my Bunar Jam is, I got a knot, like a muscle knot in my back of my thigh. That shit hurty, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to stretch it out. I'm trying to do all that shit, but it still just be hurting. So, yeah.
Damn. Well, my boner jam, even though I quit the kitchen, I still burned myself at home taking something out of the oven.
Nice.
Boner jam. Probably sleeping with my girlfriend a lot recently.
It's a bad thing?
Wait, are we talking about...
What?
No. Hold on, I got it.
No, boner jam means it's a bad thing.
Oh, I thought it was like
wait,
a good
thing. What makes
thing.
You hard?
No. Not that kind of boner. Let's
woo!
Just
all right, motherfuckers, thanks for tuning in. I know it's been a minute. Tell your motherfucking friends to listen. We're trying to get this shit going. But we don't know when the next one's gonna be recorded. All right, everybody. I'm just gonna play that shit. Hanging with the
boys. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
What's better than this? Guys being brothers. Guys, being
dudes. Couple of dudes being guys.
Couple of guys being dudes.
Guys being dudes.
Bless her. Another one.
Another one. And another one.
I'm sleeping with the boys.
Guys being dudes.
Come get your digital downloads.
Guys being